This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver's mayor is officially running for a second term. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Mayor Mike Johnston filed his paperwork on Monday. He'll be competing against a crowded field of challengers. In Johnston's first term, he says he's worked to end homeless encampments downtown. He's pushed for turning the former Park Hill golf course into a massive park. He's backed a new Broncos stadium, and he's helped bring women's soccer to town. Johnston will have to defend his handling of the budget cuts, layoffs, and homelessness. The mayor expects to ramp up his campaign over the fall. The election is in April. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Many young people who vape think it'll help them manage stress or anxiety and sleep better, but health experts say not so fast. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The National Institutes of Health says nicotine narrows blood vessels, lowers oxygen flow, and actually disrupts sleep. Eleni Romano, an assistant professor of psychiatry with Colorado School of Medicine, says nicotine disrupts sleep cycles and worsens the anxiety symptoms teens are trying to ease.
Get accurate information about what nicotine does and does not do for us. I think that there's a lot of incomplete or simply inaccurate information that teens are digesting, whether it's through social media or peers.
She says coaching and resources are available to parents and teens at ColoradoQuits.com, a free cessation program. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After attracting more than 34,000 applicants the first round, Colorado's e-bike rebate program is returning. Eligible Coloradans could receive up to $1,000 toward the purchase of an electric bike. Applications for the rebate will open at the end of the month. State officials say the rebates are intended to make e-bikes more affordable and to encourage alternatives to driving. This is CPR News.